as Brian Baker goes to the Rays for the 37th pick in the draft. Here to talk about that and more on this Total Request Thursday. That was STP, by the way. Bob Andy Vinny Serrato. Nolan McGraw is on the Window Nation guest hotline. Oriole Hall of Famer, BBT colleague, Mike Bordick. Bordy, what's happening?
Hey, Bob. I'm all right, man. A little surprised at the early move by the Orioles with the trade, but I'm having a great morning, man. I'm out here at the Maryland School for the Blind working with Zion Nonprofit, the League of Dreams, and we just had an awesome beat baseball game. So, anyway, all right. Just want to let you know what
that's
I was doing
great.
This morning.
I mean, you are a man of the people, Mike Bordick, and you are a kind, and I mean, you're going to heaven for sure, dude. But the trade... The Baker trade and, you know, the controllable years, we get that. And, you know, we know that Dominguez, Soto, et cetera, might not have all that value because of the pending free agency. But when we talked about guys that could get traded, he didn't even pop into my mind at all. So seeing him being the one to go, he was floored as he met with the media before the doubleheader. But Baker getting moved, in theory, all right. But is this a sign that it's full-on sell mode? Come on down to Elias's Warehouse of Fun here.
Well, I think – I don't know that it's full-on sell mode, but I think it's really interesting that they did this for, what was it, the 37th pick or something like that. So now they have, I think, 7 picks in the top 100. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's pretty good, really. And I think that kind of tells me that Elias is thinking about, you know, replenishing this organization, because it was only a couple years ago that, you know, they had the top farm system, but all of a sudden all their top players in the farm system were in the big leagues, and now they have a depleted farm system. They have no depth. So this is a good opportunity, I think, to create that depth. And if this is any indication, right, not getting a player back immediately, but maybe where his mindset is. So let's keep trying to get some top players. There's a lot of pretty good players out there in the draft this year. So, might be able to get enough to restock, I think, the organization.
Now, we were talking earlier as well because Tony Manzolino, Mike, mentioned Grayson Rodriguez in his pregame press conference, and as he sounded optimistic about Bradish, who's going to start throwing, and he's been throwing, and is going to get into live action here soon enough. Wells is progressing nicely. Adley should be back at some point after the All-Star break. Didn't sound as encouraged with Grayson as the others. So as we get into August, certainly into September, if Grayson could go, Bradish should be ready to rock. Same with Wells. How do you handle this situation? How much do you pitch him? Do you pitch him at all? Or are you just, pack up shop, wait till Sarasota 2025 or 26 rather, and make a run at the playoffs?
Well, I think, it's interesting because you really have to find out what you have, and you don't want to put the player's health in jeopardy. Listen, he's been, on the IL multiple times. There's major concern that, the whole shoulder is, out of whack, and how they're going to fix that, is still the big mystery. But I do think they have to find out, what they've got, and then have to make a determination what kind of potential role. Because if it's, the fact that he's got to train himself or get himself ready to go 6 or 7 innings, that might be just too much. He might end up becoming a bullpen guy, as long as he can throw, but they got to find that out too. The fact that they're going to be getting Wells and Bradish back is a nice boost, but I don't think we should expect much out of those guys. And I don't think the organization should. I mean, it's nice that DeGrom's come back and looks like he's better than, the original DeGrom, but this is after 3 Tommy John surgeries. You just have to wait and see how these surgeries take. I think Wells is a little bit farther behind right now than Bradish, but I don't know that we should hang our hat on that as far as the big comeback or the big push, in late August or early September, just because it's just too much of a mystery. Listen, we've been hanging our hat on hope all season long.
Right.
I really do think it's time to start making some adjustments and think about 2026.
Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer. Vinny at 81.057 The Fan, of course, our colleague here on Baltimore Baseball Tonight. To that point, you and I talked about it a couple of nights ago, Mike, on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, live from Pickles Pub, that this year's Orioles team is like last year's Blue Jays team. And you mentioned that retooling, restocking the farm system. What needs to happen with the core base of major league talent they have to get the Orioles to where Toronto is now a year later in first place by three games in the American League East?
Whew. Well, obviously the pitching has to stabilize somehow. You know, the big reason why they're not there is just because the lack of consistent, you know, starter pitching. And that has just been the bugaboo. So they have to address that. And, of course, the hope is and that these younger players that the Orioles have and tried to build this foundation around can stay healthy and finally be on the field, you know, for 150 games together. Because I think when they're healthy, they seem like a pretty darn good team. But the fact of the matter is their star young players, I think, have only played together, you know, like less than a week. So, I mean, my gosh, you know, keeping these guys healthy is going to be, I think, imperative. And why can't the Orioles be the team to make the adjustments so that pitchers don't keep getting hurt? Because that's going to be the key. The team that figures out how to keep pitchers healthy is going to be the team that's going to have success, because they're just going to have more durable, longer lasting arms, and you won't have this constant turnover with arms you just don't know and don't trust.
Hey, Morty, what are you seeing fundamentally that Holiday's doing wrong stealing bases?
Well, it's just a timing issue. You know, I think a lot of times it's hard to put my mind back to when I was a young player and thought I was invincible. I think young players think they can do anything. He thinks he's the fastest guy on the field, but if you don't have a good jump, you know, you're not going to steal bases. And it's just the timing for him. His feet aren't moving enough. I think you got to create rhythm now and get some movement towards second base. Starting from a standstill, your body almost has to restart. So, listen, this is an issue that most teams have now, and not about stolen bases, but about developing players properly. And most of the development is happening in the big leagues, which is really hard. It's just so hard because everybody you're playing against is the best in the world. You can learn and develop in the minor leagues and take chances and then all of a sudden get that feel for it. But in the big leagues, man, you just have to be so perfect to have success up there. And it's taken him a little while. He's made adjustments defensively. I think inevitably he will make these adjustments and be a much more impactful base stealer down the road.
Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick, Biddy and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bordy, always great to talk to you. Great job today, Maryland School for the Blind, and appreciate the time. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you at BB. Actually, next week's the All-Star break. I'll see you when I see you. How's that?
All right, you guys. Take care. Have a great weekend.
All right, Bordy.
There's Mike Bordick, everyone. We'll come back, reset the program, take a trip through the funhouse. Coming up at 12 o'clock, got news from the Nest. Talk about a couple of second-year Ravens. Keep an eye on defensively. And ESPN did their top safeties in the NFL as they're rating everyone top 10 by position players. And let's just say there's a Raven in there, and he's a prominent member of that top 10.